Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fadis.
Talk about the Delphi murder case. It's been interesting, to say the least, over the last many weeks, probably going into months now, since the Odinism theories have become more and more prominent. Not necessarily saying that they're legitimate, but more and more prominent. The fantastical nature of them putting many people, you know, back. But then you look at some of these pieces in this Odinistic theory, and parts of it do seem to check out in some ways, shapes, and forms. One of those pieces was the accusations against some of the guards where Richard Allen is at in prison right now. Not jail, but prison. And them wearing patches that talk about Odinism, that show allegiance to Odinism. Just the other week, or late September, when those accusations came out, the correctional officers were asked to remove the patches, which in fact they did. And they're saying they are not part of any sort of radical hate group. It's just part of the patches that they were wearing, which could be very legitimate of an answer. What's your thoughts on that now that we've seen those accusations come out? We're seeing some actual physical reaction to it. Is Odinism still quite a stretch here to make the argument that something like that had to do with these murders? Or is there some more legs to this that we're not aware of?
You know, when we're talking about how innocent children may have been murdered, we've got to leave no stone unturned. And that's part of what the defense is doing. Now, there's probably a strategic and self-interested component there as well. But, you know, we're seeing some of these developments come to light that certainly raise some eyebrows. And, you know, these factions do exist. Now it's hard to say in what numbers and where and that kind of thing. But, you know, being a metalhead myself, I like black metal, the non-problematic form that is not racist and that kind of thing. But there are sects within black metal that adhere to Odinism. And I believe it's called the Satru, which is a related sort of practice. So these factions are there. They're out there. And we need to absolutely investigate whether they played some role in the murder of innocent children. And so I think defense is right to investigate that and to let the public know that, hey, there's two sides to this. And this is our side that we believe is right. And ultimately, the public and a jury at some point will make the final decision.
One of the things that has also been pointed out in this case from the defense of Richard Allen is stating that he's been mistreated in jail, that he was pressured into making that confession to his wife and to his mother with threats of violence either against him or against his family. Again, just accusations that are out there, accusations against these same guards that we're talking about that had the patches on. The correctional facility also coming out and saying that they're treating him very well, contradicting those accusations, saying that they've gone above and beyond to not use any kind of force on Allen, even though there have been times when the use of force was justified by standard operating procedures. And then they followed up with they've only tased him twice since he's
just twice,
since he's been in there. He's being treated well, but he's been tased twice. I don't know. I don't know Richard Allen. I don't know his character, but from everything that we do know, he was a CVS employee, pharmacy tech, living a life, was a father. I don't really know, you know, why you'd be tased in prison if you were, you know, just kind of trying to follow the rules. Maybe he wasn't, but he doesn't necessarily strike me as one of those that's going to go out of their way to try and get hurt or have pain inflicted on them. I mean, unless that's part of the strategy of look what they did to me.
You know, if Richard Allen's defense is true, that this was some Odinism cult that committed these murders and not him, it would certainly be consistent with that theory that affiliates of that same group would mistreat him while he is in jail awaiting the trial for these wrongful accusations from his perspective. Mm-hmm. So, you know, does it fit with the narrative that Richard Allen is putting forth and that his attorneys are putting forth? It kind of does. And it's sort of, you know, for some observers, lends credence to that narrative that maybe there is something weird going on here. You know, maybe this guy is being mistreated while in prison or while in jail. And that it has something to do with trying to protect the individuals who are actually is all just coming to light recently, but certainly consistent with the narrative that Richard Allen has put forth so far.
Yeah, I mean, it really does play along with that. There's that possibility of the Franks hearing. We don't know. There's been no date set for anything of that nature. But, I mean, it certainly seems like it could be justified, considering there are some pretty strict, or not strict, but some pretty strong accusations of officer misconduct in this case, in terms of relaying information, specifically the Odinist information, when it was discussed and requested early on. Whether it's legit or not, if they were holding it back, that still, you know, raises some eyebrows and leads to some questions about the fairness of all of this. Where do you think that's going to go? And do you think he's going to be granted that hearing to try and make his argument?
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, anytime the government withholds information and then is forced to disclose it later and it looks really bad, it's a double loss for the government. It makes them look that much worse. When I was a prosecutor, my approach was give them everything. Let them know everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if I believe in my case and that I can prove it, I'm still going to, you know, come with it. And right. The fact that the government has kind of, you know, withheld is sort of a courteous word. Perhaps they're hiding information. That all is to Richard Allen's benefit. And, you know, the government is just shooting themselves in the foot on that. And my gosh, if they have folks in the jail who subscribe to some extremist racist ideology, not only does the public and Richard Allen deserve to know that, but they need to take corrective measures immediately on that. And so the fact that they kind of were secretive about this information, the government, I think was just a total misstep on their part.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.